Okay, so the question was asked, if someone undergoes a gender change, could they become a ger? So someone who undergoes a gender change, first of all, probably has emotional issues, and probably has some serious emotional issues. They'll say that their emotional issues stem from an imbalance in progesterone and etc., and different hormonal imbalances, but at the end of the day, they're probably fairly imbalanced. In which case, our recommendation would be let them work out their lives without complicating it with Judaism. Let them just try and work out whatever they can for their lives. We tell every ger that we recommend they be a good non-Jew, be a good Noahide, and why should they complicate their life with Judaism? But someone who's so complicated, we definitely would recommend it even stronger. At the same time, you're asking me, when someone undergoes these operations and the hormonal treatments and then they undergo this gender change, how do we treat them? So ordinarily the assumption is that there's much more to being a man or a woman than just the question of the gonads. There's a whole makeup. And so we don't necessarily assume that just because they underwent this operation and they look physiologically different, that changes them. You wouldn't say that if someone had his gonads removed completely, so now he's not a man or a woman. Maybe he's an animal now, right? Or maybe he's a fish. You don't say that, right? So by the same token, male and female, it's not clear that they are defined by the gonads, nor that they are defined by the hormones. So it's not at all clear that that would change the person's halachic status at all. It could very well be that we would just view it as the person underwent an operation to remove a limb, okay? So then they severed themselves. That doesn't make him into a woman.
And if a girl approaches the rabbin from Europe, and she doesn't tell them she was a guy before, and she doesn't know Europe, she's still in the mikvah, etc., and then like after a while, she lives a kosher life, like a close life, the Amanus finds out it's like what can I do,
I'd have to sit down and look at the halacha again. I don't remember offhand that the rabbis have to know that they're being a guy or a man or a woman, but I could be wrong on that. Without looking into it, it seems to me that it's very possible and plausible that the ger is kosher because she meant to become a ger. They thought she was a woman. Halachically, she's a man. I'm not sure that misunderstanding would disqualify the ger, but again, I have to look at it inside.
I read on the internet once, it was actually in Google Books.